Welcome back to Miss Goody Debate. Sister Miss Goody chiming in with you with another debate. I actually saw a post on my Instagram that I, not recently or currently, it was more like a year or two ago that I really have had conversation with men of this sort of conversation about how come women does not want to be approached sexually or be looked at as a sexual figure if she posts naked pictures to her social media. Okay. To explain it and break it down far as like how I broke it down to them, I'm going to just say it like it is at 100%. And most definitely, I don't know how long this is going to be, and I hope you have time to tune into this and listen instead of assuming, because me, for myself, I can speak for the image of life. I live the image of life, okay? Well, from my start of everything, from the start of everything that I have done throughout social media, if you go on my social media is not perfect at all. It's not like church girl perfect, even though, you know, we know some church girls is freaks too. That's just admitted. They want to be freaks on a weekday and holy on a weekend. We're not talking about that though. What we're talking about is how guys say, why don't women don't want men to approach them for sex or to look at as a sexual thing, you know, that to the point where how come you post a half naked picture or a naked picture online, but you don't want men to look at you like that. Okay, first off, let's start here. Me being a woman and knowing experience of dogs and gentlemen and men who just totally just in life, man is going to be man regardless. They're gonna look at you whether you got some short booty shorts on, you in a long sundress, you all covered up in your best kept Sunday outfit, you in a one-piece suit. They're gonna look at you whether you in a bathing suit. They're gonna have that man mindset of the woman's body, whether your ass is big, your titties is big, your body is shaped nice, your face is shaped nice. That is a man. That is being a man. A man is going to look, but if he has somebody, he's not going to stare. Most men don't see a woman body and see a woman figure and assume that it'll be good with fucking her. Like, she'll be a good fuck toy. You know what I'm saying? So posting a naked picture on social media have nothing to do with a woman being approached sexually, because man's gonna do that regardless, especially if he feel like his dick is speaking for his mindset. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you're dingly and speaking for your mindset, you're gonna be that type of guy. Whether or not she posts naked pictures or half naked pictures to social media or videos and stuff like that, you still have to learn that person one-on-one. See, you as a man want to come and quit to jump in somebody's pants instead of knowing their reasons. Some women, they do it for their own sexual preference, their own sexual vibes. They're in their own sexual moment. Some women do it just to be models. Some women do it just to put themselves out there. They know they look good. They feel good about themselves. That's what they're comfortable with in life, whether a man say it or not. It does not take a man to make them feel like they're very sexy in life. They can show that about themselves, you know, and it attract people mindset, and it either attract people mindset to say, hey, you look good, like I see what you see, I see the confidence in you, or it attract people mindset to say, she's a hoe, she's fuckable, she's a freak, she's gonna suck me off. And if she don't, I'm going to disrespect her, even though if I don't know her as a person, it's just what she's doing is why I should disrespect her and not show her respect. And I know a lot of ladies who does these type of things, as well as myself have done it, who have the perfect mindset, who have the perfect woman figure, who can be the wife to you, who can cook, who can clean, who can pay a bill, who can bust out here and grind, who can keep a whole house together, who can carry the world on her back without a man bringing her the moon back, who a man don't have to give her the world. She can carry that. She can own that. She can be that. But yet, people mindset only go for what they assume they can hate on about a person. This is you. This is all I see of you. This is all what I'm going to tell you about yourself. This is what I know. This is all of you. And it's not all that person. That person just feel comfortable with their bodies, which people would say it was is wrong. But if you look at it in generations before when it happened there, we was born without clothes. We probably would be having no clothes if nobody figured out the source of making fabric and stuff like that. You know? But just because somebody show a piece of body part on social media and you supposed to be a grown person or you supposed to be some type of person like all holier than thou. But see, people assume that people do things on social media for attention and it's wrong to do it on social media and I'm gonna judge on social media when people doing it out here every day in real life. You meeting up with people, you showing people your body, you constantly sucking, fucking, licking, and don't care about your health purposes, your health reason. You don't ask nobody no question. You don't get tests done before you do all this fucking sucking and pumping and humping and having babies by different motherfuckers and doing all this. You don't ask yourself that question outside of fucking social media with people. You only ask that stuff inside of social media. Shit that can't be touched. Shit that you know that you can't get. Shit that you know that is not your business. But yourself, you want to keep putting a dialogue on other people's lives, how they doing. Just because this woman didn't give you a chance, just because you feel like that's not your preference. So this woman that showing her big ass butt, big ass titties, looking all luscious, nice ass body put together, that you're lusting over on social media and you pissed out over on social media, if she was to sit here and chime in with you and let you lay up with her, would you treat her the same way just by assuming from a fucking picture or a video, the same way if you were to get her in your hands the way that you want to one-on-one? Would you have that same fucking energy? See, this is what people don't understand. The reason why women keep doing what they fucking doing. Women doing what they doing on social media to make themselves feel good. It's you that's the hater. We ain't even talk about the lovers. It's you that is putting yourself in hate mode. Because guess what? She knows how you approach her on fucking social media versus her mindset of how she don't give you a chance and how you handle that situation. It's the same fucking way you gonna treat her if she was outside of social media and was really interested in you. She do her research on you. Women do that research. See, some women do that research on you, okay? It's not about whether or not you like her doing what she does. It's her feeling good about herself enough and being strong enough because this is what she wanted to do. And she don't give a fuck what you got to say because guess what? You're still going to give her those views. You're still going to be on her page. You're still going to be clocking her work. You're still going to be stealing. You're still going to be a steal-ass person there on her fucking social media. You just another head that she's counting on her count list. If you don't like it, dismiss yourself. Leave it alone. Get rid of all those women that you could possibly see on your timeline that you think that you personally in your mind think that's fuckable. In your mindset, in your own mental mentality, that you think that's fuckable because they're showing a body part and you think that they don't deserve respect. Just by they won't fuck with you in a way that you want them to fuck with you. You want to see how fuckable they are. You want to. Let's be real. You want to see how fuckable they are. Because that's what you do on the outside. You are outside looking in on somebody else's motherfucking character, somebody else's life, and you draw yourself to hate this person enough without knowing this person's mindset as a person. Yes, women that show their body on social media is probably one of the smartest women in the world. But that don't mean they doing the dumbest shit in the world because there's other people out here who does dumb ass shit and think it's motherfucking real. Hating is dumb ass shit. How about you as a male model, male dancer online? You'll want that fucking respect for women. Women will automatically give you that respect as a male model or male dancer. Because that's their preference to their liking of a person just showing something that's keeping them entertained. And that's what it is. Most things are entertainment. They're not for your personal status in life, your personal understanding in life. And most of these motherfuckers who judge people and judge these women and disrespect these women have somebody in their life who they can pretty much put together and be the freakish, hoish type bedroom type person that they want them to be. But you want to be a self-serve person. You don't want to be with the person that you with. You want to be a self-serve person. You want to go plucking and picking out and disrespecting people for how it is. So guess what? That woman could disrespect your ass too. She could say a lot of assumptions about your ass too. Because just because what she do on social media does not define her purpose in life or what she's doing on her outside life, everyday fucking life. You don't even know that part of her. And I have met people who told me personally that I wouldn't even think that your life was like this outside of social media. Because people think they know it all on social media. They only know about what you show them. People don't sit down with people no more and just conversate, communicate, talk with you, and try to have a full conversation, try to learn about you. They look at a picture, video, and say, hey, she's a hoe. She don't need to be respected. Why should I respect you? Well, motherfucker, why should you disrespect me? Did I give you any purposes or sub-purposes of your own that in your own mindset that you figure that you need to go ahead and disrespect me based upon your decision in life, your upbringing in life to disrespect people without knowing who in the fuck type of person they are, why the fuck they doing what they doing? Your own assumptions can hurt you. Your own assumptions can make your mindset very, very negative. Filter your mindset, honey. Filter things about yourself. Before you go pointing motherfucking one finger at somebody, make sure that you realize those three fingers in life is pointing back at you. Live your life. Don't worry about what somebody else need respect for. If that person ain't come off of you being disrespectful just because she's showing her ass, her titties, or her body online, and she ain't come off of you with you disrespectful, why the fuck would you go on her shit and disrespect her just because she's doing what she's doing? That means you would disrespect any woman that you lay beside, any woman that you end up with. You gonna be disrespectful to them. And tell me that you're not. Tell me that you got the best life with the best wife with the best family right now. Tell me that. It's you. It's your own mental mindset. You're going to respect who you feel that need to be respected, and that's all in your mindset. And whoever you disrespect or you respect is going to respect you regardless because you feel like you deserve it. Nope, it don't work that way. In order to get respect, you have to give respect regardless. If you don't know that person, you're not supposed to disrespect that person. That person have done nothing out of the blue except what you feel like you decided to hate on because you ain't get it your way. You ain't Burger King, bitch. You ain't Burger King. You ain't the king of nothing but yourself and your own lifestyle. So with that being said, Miss Goody haven't said anything in this debate that she possibly can cover. Huh, you know what to do. Go ahead and drop that message. Other than that, listen, learn, debate instead of hate. That's how life catch up with a lot of people. That's how people block their blessings and negativity, just keep forcing themselves. They keep ending up with their own personal negativity. It ain't like people bringing it to you. You can tell when people bring you negative. Don't be the person that throws the negativity out there. Be the person that fights against the negativity. I'm that person. That's the damn difference. That being said, I'm out of here. Welcome back to Miss Goody Debates. This is Miss Goody chiming in with you with another debate. I actually saw a post on my Instagram that it was more like a year or two ago that I really have had conversation with men of this sort of conversation about how come women does not want to be approached sexually or be looked at as a sexual figure if she posts naked pictures to her social media. Okay. To explain it and break it down, far as like how I broke it down to them, I'm going to just say it like it is at 100%. And most definitely, I don't know how long this is going to be, and I hope you have time to tune into this and listen instead of assuming, because me, for myself, I can speak for the image of life. I live the image of life, okay? Well, for my start of everything, from the start of everything that I have done throughout social media, if you go on my social media is not perfect at all. It's not like church girl perfect, even though, you know, we know some church girls is freaks too. That's just admitted. They want to be freaks on a weekday and holy on a weekend. We're not talking about that though. What we're talking about is how guys say, why don't men want to, women don't want men to approach them for sex or to look at as a sexual thing, you know, that to the point where, how come you post a half naked picture or a naked picture online, but you don't want men to look at you like that? Okay, first off, let's start here. Me being a woman and known experience of dogs and gentlemen and men who just totally just in life, man is going to be man regardless. They're gonna look at you whether you got some short booty shorts on, you in a long sundress, you all covered up in your best kept Sunday outfit, you in a one-piece suit. They're gonna look at you whether you in a bathing suit. They're gonna have that man mindset of the woman's body, whether your ass is big, your titties is big, your body is shaped nice, your face is shaped nice. That is a man. That is being a man. A man is going to look, but if he has somebody, he's not going to stare. Most men don't see a woman body and see a woman figure and assume that it'll be good with fucking her. Like, she'll be a good fuck toy. You know what I'm saying? So posting a naked picture on social media have nothing to do with a woman being approached sexually, because man's gonna do that regardless, especially if he feel like his dick is speaking for his mindset. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you're dingling and speaking for your mindset, you're gonna be that type of guy. Whether or not she posts naked pictures or half naked pictures to social media or videos and stuff like that, you still have to learn that person one-on-one. See, you as a man want to come and quit to jump in somebody's pants instead of knowing their reasons. Some women, they do it for their own sexual preference, their own sexual vibes. They're in their own sexual moment. Some women do it just to be models. Some women do it just to put themselves out there. They know they look good. They feel good about themselves. That's what they're comfortable with in life, whether a man say it or not. It does not take a man to make them feel like they're very sexy in life. They can show that about themselves, you know, and it attract people mindset, and it either attract people mindset to say, hey, you look good, like I see what you see, I see the confidence in you, or it attract people mindset to say, she's a hoe, she's fuckable, she's a freak, she's gonna suck me off. And if she don't, I'm going to disrespect her, even though if I don't know her as a person, it's just what she's doing is why I should disrespect her and not show her respect. And I know a lot of ladies who does these type of things, as well as myself have done it, who have the perfect mindset, who have the perfect woman figure, who can be the wife to you, who can cook, who can clean, who can pay a bill, who can bust out here and grind, who can keep a whole house together, who can carry the world on her back without a man bringing her the moon back, who a man don't have to give her the world. She can carry that. She can own that. She can be that. But yet, people mindset only go for what they assume they can hate on about a person. This is you. This is all I see of you. This is all what I'm going to tell you about yourself. This is what I know. This is all of you. And it's not all that person. That person just feel comfortable with their bodies, which people would say it's wrong. But if you look at it in generations before when it happened there, we was born without clothes, we probably would be having no clothes if nobody figure out the source of making fabric and stuff like that. You know? But just because somebody show a piece of body part on social media and you supposed to be a grown person or you supposed to be some type of person like all holier than thou. But see, people assume that people do things on social media for attention, and it's wrong to do it on social media, and I'm a judge on social media when people are doing it out here every day in real life. You meeting up with people, you showing people your body, you constantly sucking, fucking, licking, and don't care about your health purposes, your health reason. You don't ask nobody no question. You don't get tests done before you do all this fucking sucking and pumping and humping and having babies by different motherfuckers and doing all this. You don't ask yourself that question outside of fucking social media with people. You only ask that stuff inside of social media. Shit that can't be touched. Shit that you know that you can't get. Shit that you know that is not your business. But yourself, you want to keep putting a dialogue on other people's lives, how they doing. Just because this woman didn't give you a chance, just because you feel like that's not your preference. So this woman that showing her big ass butt, big ass titties, looking all luscious, nice ass body put together, that you're lusting over on social media and you pissed out over on social media, if she was to sit here and chime in with you and let you lay up with her, would you treat her the same way just by assuming from a fucking picture or a video, the same way if you were to get her in your hands the way that you want to, one-on-one? Would you have that same fucking energy? See, this is what people don't understand. The reason why women keep doing what they fucking doing. Women doing what they doing on social media to make themselves feel good. It's you that's the hater. We ain't even talk about the lovers. It's you that is putting yourself in hate mode. Because guess what? She knows how you approach her on fucking social media versus her mindset of how she don't give you a chance and how you handle that situation. It's the same fucking way you gonna treat her if she was outside of social media and was really interested in you. Was she do her research on you? Women do that research. See, some women do that research on you, okay? It's not about whether or not you like her doing what she does. It's her feeling good about herself enough and being strong enough because this is what she wanted to do. And she don't give a fuck what you got to say, because guess what? You're still going to give her those views. You're still going to be on her page. You're still going to be clocking her work. You're still going to be stealing. You're still going to be a steal-ass person there on her fucking social media. You just another head that she's counting on her count list. If you don't like it, dismiss yourself. Leave it alone. Get rid of all those women that you could possibly see on your timeline that you think, that you personally in your mind think that's fuckable. In your mindset, in your own mental mentality, that you think that's fuckable because they're showing a body part and you think they don't deserve respect just by they won't fuck with you in a way that you want them to fuck with you. You want to see how fuckable they are. You want to, let's be real, you want to see how fuckable they are. Because that's what you do on the outside. You are outside looking in on somebody else's motherfucking character, somebody else's life, and you draw yourself to hate this person enough without knowing this person's mindset as a person. Yes, women that show their body on social media is probably one of the smartest women in the world. But that don't mean they doing the dumbest shit in the world, because there's other people out here who does dumb ass shit and think it's motherfucking real. Hating is dumb ass shit. How about you as a male model, male dancer online? You will want that fucking respect for women. Women will automatically give you that respect as a male model or male dancer, because that's their preference to their liking of a person just showing something that's keeping them entertained. And that's what it is. Most things are entertainment. They're not for your personal status in life, your personal understanding in life. And most of these motherfuckers who judge people and judge these women and disrespect these women have somebody in their life who they can pretty much put together and be the freakish, hoest, type bedroom type person that they want them to be. But you want to be a self-serve person. You don't want to be with the person that you with. You want to be a self-serve person. You want to go plucking and picking out and disrespecting people for how it is. So guess what? That woman could disrespect your ass too. She could say a lot of assumptions about your ass too. Because just because what she do on social media does not define her purpose in life or what she's doing on her outside life, everyday fucking life. You don't even know that part of her. And I have met people who told me personally that I wouldn't even think that your life was like this outside of social media. Because people think they know it all on social media. They only know about what you show them. People don't sit down with people no more and just conversate, communicate, talk with you, and try to have a full conversation, try to learn about you. They look at a picture, video, and say, hey, she's a hoe. She don't need to be respected. Why should I respect you? Well, motherfucker, why should you disrespect me? Did I give you any purposes or sub-purposes of your own that in your own mindset that you figure that you need to go ahead and disrespect me based upon your decision in life, your upbringing in life to disrespect people without knowing who in the fuck type of person they are, why in the fuck they doing what they doing? Your own assumptions can hurt you. Your own assumptions can make your mindset very, very negative. Filter your mindset, honey. Filter things about yourself. Before you go pointing motherfucking one finger at somebody, make sure that you realize those three fingers in life is pointing back at you. Live your life. Don't worry about what somebody else need respect for. If that person ain't come off of you being disrespectful just because she's showing her ass, her titties, or her body online, and she ain't come off of you with you disrespectful, why in the fuck would you go on her shit and disrespect her just because she's doing what she's doing? That means you would disrespect any woman that you lay beside, any woman that you end up with. You gonna be disrespectful to them. And tell me that you're not. Tell me that you got the best life with the best wife with the best family right now. Tell me that. It's you. It's your own mental mindset. You're going to respect who you feel that need to be respected, and that's all in your mindset. And whoever you disrespect or you respect is going to respect you regardless because you feel like you deserve it. Nope, it don't work that way. In order to get respect, you have to give respect regardless. If you don't know that person, you don't supposed to disrespect that person. That person have done nothing out of the blue except what you feel like you decided to hate on because you ain't get it your way. You ain't Burger King, bitch. You ain't Burger King. You ain't the king of nothing but yourself and your own lifestyle. So with that being said, Miss Goody haven't said anything in this debate that she possibly can cover. You know what to do. Go ahead and drop that message. Other than that, listen, learn, debate instead of hate. That's how life catch up with a lot of people. That's how people block their blessings and negativity, just keep forcing themselves. They keep ending up with their own personal negativity. It ain't like people bringing it to you. You can tell when people bring you negative. Don't be the person that throws the negativity out there. Be the person that fights against the negativity. I'm that person. That's the damn difference. That being said, I'm out of here.